Of all the former Soviet republics, tiny Georgia seemed well-placed to succeed. At the crossroads of East and West, Georgia sits on the Black Sea and is blessed with majestic mountains, rich agricultural land, and beautiful beaches. In Soviet times, Georgia boasted the country's highest standard of living. But the corruption which enabled Soviet Georgia to flourish has led to economic ruin in post-Soviet Georgia. And as NPR's Ann Garrels reports, local traditions of defiant individualism and contempt for state authority have fueled civil war and ethnic conflicts.
Most foreign investors have pulled out of Georgia. Those who remain recently attended a meeting of the American Chamber of Commerce. They hope to get some response to their endless complaints about corruption. But President Edward Shevardnadze failed to turn up, and his stand-in left businessman Mike Scully mightily depressed.
That was Stock Speech to Foreign Investors number 13, written 4 years ago, you know? There's nothing new there, you know?
Conditions in Georgia get worse. 50% unemployment has spawned criminal gangs. Police, who don't get regular salaries, have become part of the problem. The U.S. Embassy recently warned Americans to be on guard after a string of violent street robberies. Several other embassies have issued similar warnings. This is hardly good news for those investing in tourism. Gia Baskadze is head of the Georgian Consulting Group.
The authorities like to create problems, and then they force you to bribe them to solve these problems. And you bribe them, and till these problems exist.
Today's corruption is rooted in the Republic's Soviet past, when Georgians who cheated the communist establishment far away in Moscow were treated as local heroes. But now, Georgia is cheating itself. David Usupashvili, a U.S.-trained lawyer, says this lawless mentality threatens to destroy the new state. When Edward Shevardnadze took over the presidency in 1992, Georgia was in the throes of civil war. In the following years, Shevardnadze was the target of repeated assassination attempts. He bought a tenuous stability by doling out favors to friends and foes. But lawyer Usupashvili says Shevardnadze's style of corrupt rule is now undermining stability.
Now his family members, and they are so heavily involved in all this kind of business, as they called.
Usupashvili's only hope is that the economy is in such terrible shape, Shevardnadze will now have no choice but to curtail corruption. Usupashvili has created an American-funded Georgian commission, which is trying to bring accountability to political and economic life. At the end of this month, Shevardnadze has said he will review the commission's proposals. After so many unfulfilled promises, public confidence has reached a dangerously low level. Georgia is a country in ruins. Factories have been ransacked for anything that can be sold. Houses aren't repaired because there's no money. There are few cars on the road and no gas to fuel tractors to harvest the rich land.
In rural areas, almost all former Soviet farms are destroyed. I mean, the building blocks are taken. The irrigation system is taken out from the ground and sold as a metal.
Electricity is sporadic at best and too expensive for the rural community of Tel Aviv. A group of young men, all with higher education, chops wood to sell for heating and cooking. They put aside a huge pile as a bribe for the police. By the end of the day, each will earn no more than a dollar.
You like our life? Like?
In the capital, Tbilisi, Manana prepares dinner in the dark and cold. There's only electricity for a couple of hours a day. She's lived like this for 7 years now, but she says you never get used to it. Her 16-year-old nephew, Ika, says there's no point in going to school.
We have no lights there. The teachers don't teach us. They have no money. And our generation is very badly. There have no studies in the school.
Ika hasn't seen his mother in over 2 years. She's working in the United States illegally in a desperate attempt to support her family back home. Freedom of expression does exist, though not without risks. And this freedom has helped galvanize popular support for reforms. Journalist Akaki Gogi Chaishvili has copied the American program 60 Minutes. His weekly expose of corrupt officials has become the most popular broadcast in the country. When his life was threatened last year, the public came out in his defense. Parliament can no longer ignore his reports and has held several hearings. Last month, the prosecutor general was forced to resign.
We really exposed him in absolutely outrageous things, violation of human rights, getting bribes, all sorts of violations. All his deputies were resigned too.
With each victory, Gogi Chashvili and his reporting team realize the dangers to them increase. But despite this, they hope they are now a force to be reckoned with. Anne Gerrels, NPR News, Tbilisi, Georgia.